Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
S38 Special, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Patricia Green. Patty is the professor of entrepreneurship at Babson College, president's distinguished chair in the entrepreneurship program there, heads up the 10,000 Small Business Project, sponsored by Goldman Sachs, and new projects to come, right, Patty?
Always. Always. Love the new project.
Well, please let us know what we can do to help. We're at your service.
Thank you. I do appreciate that.
So we're talking about vacations. Let's talk about employee vacations because, you know, even when I had employees and I, even in the years when I couldn't take a vacation, they got their vacation, by golly, because I told them they were going to get one and they got it. And guess who took up the slack while they were gone?
I bet that would be you, Jim.
That would be me. That's exactly right. And I was glad to do it. It's good for employees. That's one thing that you have to realize. A lot of people hold the idea that you should make your employee leave the building for a year. I mean, for a week. Once a year, even if they take a week, if you pay them for a week off, you know, some employees say, I don't have anywhere to go. I'll just keep working. You know, let me accrue that or whatever. But many people believe that it's the right thing to do for on many levels to make the employee leave the building for a week. What do you think?
I think that's, again, depends. You know, I do believe that having time to relax and recoup and refresh is important. But as you said earlier, not everybody's wired that way. I think that's the thing to talk about as far as the company. What's the company culture? And that's back to the business owner. You know, they're the role model. Do they take a vacation? Are they working full-time on their vacation? What is the cost? What kind of employees are they? Are they hourly? You know, can they afford to be gone? All that kind of thing. So while ideally I completely agree that everybody should take a vacation, you know, reality hits. And that's where I think the small business owners need to get a little creative about, you know, how do they cover for those folks? How do they pay for them? You know,
Well, that covering thing, one of the reasons why I like the idea of everybody taking a week off is it forces the company to cross-train.
Mm-hmm.
You have to cross-train. Somebody's
got
to do that job while they're gone. And that way, if somebody gets sick later on, then you've already been through the drill. You don't have to learn it all over again.
Well, you know, in the last segment, too, I mentioned something about career steps. Small business, it's really hard in the small business to provide career steps, but things like cross-training, that's a benefit. That's an absolute benefit to advance somebody's skills. This is a great opportunity to try it.
Right. Well, and there's another thing, too, that to point out that my financial experts have continued to point out, Patty, and that is whoever is in your business who's handling financial accounts or financial relationships, maybe like even a purchasing agent or certainly your accounts payable, your accounts receivable, your accountant, your bookkeeper, whoever, you have to make them take a week off. And if for some reason those people refuse to take a week off, you probably got a problem. Seriously, that's how you find out. That's how you find out. If you've got a problem, is all of a sudden you thought this person was so dedicated, they haven't taken a vacation in 5 years. Well, there may be something going on that you need to know about.
It's a good time for a deeper dive. At the same time, I'd encourage that you don't step away from the books the whole rest of the year, so that you do know if there's a problem sooner than that.
Oh yeah, hopefully you will. But I mean, you know, people who get into this, it's usually these kinds of things when there's some kind of thing, something going on that's untoward, they usually don't happen because somebody came to work for you looking to steal from you. It usually turns into it's an evolutionary thing. It's just kind of something that builds, and they do one little thing, and then the next thing you know, they have to cover that, and it just builds into something that gets out of hand. And so that's one reason. So, Patty, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts on vacations.
Interns. Think about college interns and what they might bring, knowing that they're not free, necessarily free labor, and that they do take training, and they do take time and attention, but it's a great opportunity to give a young person a chance to learn what's going on in a small business.
That's such a great suggestion, Patty. I'm so glad you brought that up. I've used many interns in my business. We love interns. And by the way, I have always paid interns. I've never
Thank
not paid an
that.
Intern. Never. Yeah. Even before they required it. I've always paid interns. But and most of them, Patty, we turn into employees.
That's a great way to do it. It's great for both sides.
Absolutely. No, we love interns, folks. So I check out your local University of College there in town. Hey, Patty, thanks again for being here. Good job. Babson.edu, is that one? What's the other website?
It's NKSB Apply.
All right, so check that out, folks. Patty Green, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.